I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 800, Being Right or Being in Relationship. A few years ago, I decided I wanted to get my motorcycle endorsement. The course was taught by two older guys who, between them, had something like a 500,000 miles on a motorcycle. They had seen it all, but thankfully, they haven't experienced it all because they practiced what they preached. I learned a lot that summer, and I did get my motorcycle endorsement. Some things they taught me I remember to this day, especially when I'm riding. Things like ride your ride. You got to know your own machine and know what it's capable of. Second, assume that others on the road don't see you because they probably don't. Third, wear proper gear. But there was one thing that sticks out most, and that is this. You can be right, and you can be dead right. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with everything we've got, and then to love others like we've been loved. You know, with all the caustic cultural vibes going on around families and businesses and even churches, I think that old motorcycle teacher was right. You can be right, and you can be dead right, especially when it comes to relationships. I confess that it's easier to surround myself with people who think like me, because we're right after all, of course. And today, people are choosing to cut off relationships with family members or church members or longtime friends over politics or pandemic or the polarization of culture over all the woke issues. And I confess, I have a really hard time being in relationship, I mean true relationship, with people who I truly believe are taking stands that aren't just different than mine, but they are, in my honest estimation, against the will of God and bad for everyone. I often choose being right over being in relationship because the relationship has teetered over the edge of the political divide. So I get it, but let me ask you today. Instead of throwing up your hands and saying, oh well, I invite you to join me in prayer, in the struggle, to see if there's some way to cling to what you believe is right and have a relationship too. Every case is different, and there's no magic except the truth in love. Being in relationship doesn't mean you give up your convictions and be a marshmallow for Jesus or a doormat for the divine. No. It does mean that we must, in Jesus' name, approach the very trying intersections by leading with love. If we reject those who are so wrong in our eyes, have we really read the story about a tax collector named Zacchaeus, or a woman at the well, or a woman caught in adultery, or the rich young ruler, or lepers and blind people in the Gospels who society believed had their condition because of their sin? We just want to be right without seeking relationship. And when we do that, we haven't really met Jesus, the Jesus of the Gospels. So here's the great question. With whom right now would the Lord have you seek a better relationship rather than just writing him or her off and claiming to be right? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Father, I have to thank you for looking beyond my faults and for loving me unconditionally. Forgive me when I fail to love others the same way. Give me eyes to see the needs of the difficult people in my life, and show me how I can meet those needs in ways that please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 801. In the meantime, Mary Sutherland wrote, Jesus said, by this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. True love is God's love. It looks beyond abrasive behavior to see and meet the real needs that are hidden there. Meeting a need in the life of a sandpaper person can be messy and usually demands a sacrifice of some kind on our part. It's easier to simply placate or avoid difficult people than it is to love them the way they need to be loved, not in a way that makes our life easier. You know, friends, it takes two to make a relationship happen. But let's not take the easy way out too quickly. Because sometimes, oftentimes, we really don't have to choose between being right or being in relationship. May God help us.